104.5 The Zone, 847. This is the Wake Up Zone. Mark Howard and Wayne Bishop alongside our producer, Jonathan Schaefer. Jason Stark's going to be our guest. The Hall of Famer coming up in about half an hour at 9:17. We'll talk baseball with Jason. Don't forget about our Twitter poll. We haven't even given the option for the Dallas Stars to win this series. Do the Preds win in 4, 5, 6, or 7? So you can go there and vote. We'll give you the results here in just a little bit on The Zone. Sean Henry, of course, the president of the Nashville Predators, is on the line with us. Sean, this has become a tradition unlike any other during playoff time that you call our show. What's going on this morning?
Well, I just got my car washed, and I appreciate you guys tolerating my superstition. So thank you so much.
So what do you got, Preds in 4, 5, 6, or 7?
I just have the Preds. Okay. I hate predicting games, but I do love your poll, not even providing any other option, which is nice.
Sean, quick turnaround for Tim Friedenberger and his staff. Did you go to the Kiss concert last night, paint your face up?
Of course. You know, spitting blood and shooting confetti. It was something. It really was. What's fun with those big tours, when they know we're in the playoffs, they get excited about it. They wear their gear. So many of them are from Nashville, and they're so cooperative. They were letting us bring the building temperature down during the show, and they're excited about it. They actually got out an hour earlier than normal because they're kind of part of what you create and build. But it was a fun show. Those big old rock and roll shows or something.
It was, I'll tell you what, it was a night to remember for my son who turned 17, and you know, he painted his face up. I mean, he knows. I said, he knows so much about Kiss, Sean. I said, it'd be like going to a baseball game with us or whatever. I'm just telling you, and have us explain the game. He knew every detail of that performance. It just blew me away. But anyway,
they are a franchise. But speaking of painting your faces, what time are you guys getting your gold paint on?
Oh, I already do.
Me too.
Anyway, this season, every season is different. Every year is different, I know. You guys still got to 100 points, still won the Central, but it's been a pretty interesting ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been. And whenever you go through some tough times or injuries, you always say, this should make us stronger, at the right time of year. And hopefully that's the case. The past 10, 11 games, we've been playing really well. We're fortunate enough to win the division again. First time in over 10 years, someone's won our division for back-to-back years. You just hope that translates into a really long, hot spring of hockey.
Yeah, the other thing, too, that I brought up, everybody says 16 teams make it. It's easy in the NHL to get to the postseason. And I say, I disagree, because there's so much parity in the league. Ask the Blackhawks, ask the Minnesota Wild. I mean, those are pretty good teams that didn't make it. And you can't take this for granted. I know you guys don't, but it's pretty impressive, the playoff run that the Preds have been on, over the last decade or so.
It really is. And, our current run, we're the second longest in the league, which really means nothing if you don't win at all. But it does show the consistency we have. But I do laugh when people say, well, big deal, you're in the playoffs. If you don't sweep the first round, it's a lost season. Like, what? I don't even understand what you're saying out loud. I'm just glad that we're here. You play the regular season for the privilege of playing in the playoffs, give you the opportunity to win the ultimate prize. And we're sitting here with 15 other teams, and in a few weeks there'll be 8 of us, and hopefully we're one of them, then 4, then 2. And it's just exciting. We have a special community, incredible fans, and we get to showcase them to an international audience starting tonight.
What are you going to do if it goes to 7? And all of a sudden, you could be playing, the home game on the 14th. What is it? The 14th, and the draft is the next day. 24th, rather. Downtown's going to be pretty busy, won't it?
Well, that's the goal. I mean, if we're fortunate enough to play in the second round, it looks like we'll end up with games on Friday and Sunday, with the draft starting on Thursday. So you go draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday, playoff games Friday, Sunday, marathon Saturday, Jimmy Buffett Saturday.
Oh.
It's going to make us all feel like the Stanley Cup all over again just a little bit earlier this year. It is going to be phenomenal. We're going to have a draft party on our plaza on Thursday night. We'll have a watch party / draft party on Friday night. And it's going to be a magical time in Smashville.
Have you taken a swing at the Smash car yet this morning?
I have not yet. You guys know I have a few superstitions. And I will go out there tonight probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock. They have a special small hammer for me. It's their joke, thinking I'm not starting to pick up the big one. and I'll take a lot of mighty whacks at it.
Right. Speaking of these superstitions there, I guess, Sean, tell us, do you go back to last year or does the playoffs start anew with all your superstitions?
You know, they start anew. I have some staples like calling you guys, but a small thing like playoff beers. You know, everyone looks to me for some reason to say, what should we do this year? Because one year we started them back in March because we were out of the playoffs and every game felt like the playoffs. And I said, you know, this year everyone's facial hair is their own business. You know, no critiques anyone else. But for the most part, you start anew on certain things. You know, what restaurant do you go to? But once you get into them, you got to stay with them. That's what I always say. And the biggest thing is, to quote Stu Grimson, the best thing you can do is stay out of the way of other people's superstitions.
Oh, I got you. You guys always seem to ramp it up for the playoffs as far as the fan experience. You got anything special in store tonight?
Absolutely. Get in your seats early. Get there, you know, 10 minutes before puck drop. We have a really, really, really fun video that brings to life what the Broadway relationship is into our building and, you know, all those fun personality bars and restaurants that are down there. And then obviously all the sound and lights and new gimmicks that we bring in the building will be on display tonight. Small tweak off of last year, which we always do. And I think we created something even better than last year. And again, if we're fortunate enough to move on to the second round and beyond, each round will bring a few new elements about.
Well, Sean, I hope this is the first of many calls with you over the next few weeks. We appreciate it and good luck.
You and me both, and I really appreciate you guys always making time for it.
All right, no problem. See you, Sean. Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, they get things started tonight against the Dallas Stars.